Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's do the 5-hour sprint. Another KM to AM. 7 p.m. to midnight live on The Fan in New York City. On the screen in here in front of me, the 2-7 Jets get ready to face the 8-2 New England Patriots in Foxborough, live on Amazon Prime for the world to see. The Patriots will have their Nor'easter rivalry edition jerseys on. If you're a baseball fan, you know about the Nike City Connect uniforms. I mean, the Jets have their own rivalry uniform, but the Patriots, they couldn't wait to break it out until the Jets came to Foxborough, because it is a rivalry, a one-sided rivalry. The Jets have got the best of them recently, but this is a new age on both sides. I'd like to say hello to my son Jack, who is watching on YouTube. He's not watching Paw Patrol. He's not watching Elmo. He's not watching Blippi. Hi, Jack. Had to do that. Keith McPherson on The Fan. We're going to start with the J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. I don't expect the Jets to win tonight, but I expect them to compete tonight. I don't expect the Jets to win tonight, but it's a Thursday night football game where sometimes these games are low scoring. Sometimes they're wacky. Sometimes they're unpredictable, and there are upsets. Usually it behooves the home team because they don't have to travel, but it's a short week for both teams. And both teams have injuries. Both teams are missing starters. Both teams are banged up. You know, it's week 11. So anything could happen here. I think that spread is high. I think that spread is disrespectful. You know, they expect the Patriots to beat the Jets by a touchdown and 2 field goals. And I expect the Jets, coming off of, honestly, the best, like, 3 weeks they've had in a long time. They beat the Cincinnati Bengals in a barn burner. Can't lose on the bye week, but you know what they did after that? They won the trade deadline. They said, Sauce Gardner, you can go. Quinnen Williams, that'll be all for you. We're going to get picks. We're going to get some receivers. And we're going to then go into our building and beat the Browns. And I expect those to be part of the headlines, but the national headlines are also going to be about Woody Johnson and what he had to say about Justin Fields. They haven't lost since that statement he made about, oh yeah, nobody could win with a quarterback with this rating, and it'd be nice if we could complete a pass. And you know, completely threw Justin Fields under the bus. The other narrative is going to be around Aaron Glenn, who took aim at Rich Cimini this week over an injury report. And I mean, there was nothing to hide, nothing to be so secretive about it, nothing to be mad about a reporter doing his job. But, you know, we heard today officially the Jets have placed wide receiver Garrett Wilson on the IR. He's going to miss the next few games tonight and at least 3 weeks after that. So they're definitely going to talk about Aaron Glenn, his approach with the media, him attacking Rich Cimini maybe. But then also, they're going to talk about how he doesn't want to reveal his starting quarterback as if it's some type of competitive disadvantage with a quarterback that threw for 12 yards last week outside of one huge home run screen hit by Breece Hall. Justin Fields is going to be a big topic of conversation. I'm sure in Chicago, they're happy with the decision they made to move on from Justin Fields and draft Caleb Williams. I'm probably sure that the Steelers feel okay with Aaron Rodgers and going in that direction. I'm disappointed in Justin Fields. I'm disappointed in Tanner Engstrand. I'm disappointed in Aaron Glenn. When they went and signed this kid, I'm disappointed in you too, Woody Johnson. You know, you guaranteed him $30 million. I honestly thought they had a plan for him. I thought there was something that they saw in his skill set that they were going to maximize. And then I've watched these Jet games. They started 0-7. One of those losses was with Tyrod Taylor. Stay tuned. Like, will they bench Justin Fields in this game if it is a close one, if it is a tight game, if it's a game that they feel like they can win and Justin Fields can't read the defense, can't get rid of the ball, turns it over again? I don't know. We shall see. But I'm excited for this one. Travion Henderson on the other side for the Patriots, rookie running back that many people had in fantasy, dropped, weren't sure if he was going to start producing. They said, you know, he's going to get a heavy workload tonight. So they're going to expect to run the ball in the cold. But also they have Drake May, who is in the conversation for MVP in his second year with Josh McDaniels at the helm, offensive coordinator, longtime offensive coordinator back in Foxborough with Mike Vrabel. And Mike Vrabel, who Jets fans know, interviewed for the Jets job, but it was really just a high and by. He was never really considering the Jets job. That should make you feel some type of way. They hired a former player up there in Foxborough. You hired a former player in Florham Park. And now this is the new era, Vrabel versus Glenn. And we're about to see who want to fly with them freaking New York Jets. 888-808-1019. Aaron Glenn has talked such a good game. He has really made a name for himself being a hard ass. We're going to see tonight if the players back that talk up. If they're really like that. Will McDonald, can you do it again? Quincy Williams, can you do it again? Special teams, can you save the day again? Now, we're not expecting this special teams to save the day as far as scoring touchdowns again, kick return and punt return, but they have to actually go out there and be solid in all three facets of the game to compete with the Patriots in their building. The Patriots fans are fired up. The Patriots fans, their rebuild was quick. The Patriots fans are there tonight, and they feel like we're back. We've got our franchise quarterback. We've got our head coach. We've got a team that's looking like they're going to the playoffs. Now it's time to get back to how we felt with Tom Brady. And speaking of Tom Brady, if you remember, you know, Tom Brady got his statue put up outside of Gillette Stadium, and he couldn't help himself. You remember what Tom Brady had to say? Let's play the clip. You know, Tom Brady just had to do this when speaking to the Patriots fans the day that his statue went up.
But in the end, this statue isn't just for Pats fans. It'll also give all the Jets fans something to throw their beers at as they leave the stadium every year. Probably in the second quarter.
Wow. Wow, that's how you feel, Tom. That's how you really feel. Why is it always the Jets that are the butt of every joke? Why is it always LOL Jets? Not tonight. Not tonight, man. Can they compete tonight? Can they not be a laughingstock? Can it not be the same old Jets? I believe that they can compete. I believe that this team now, after the trade deadline, this team now, after back-to-back wins, this team now with their coach having the battery in his back, I feel like they can go out there and compete, but it has to start early. It has to start early. But they don't think much of you. The Patriots don't think much of you. There were more jokes this week That was months ago. This week, Rob Gronkowski signed a one-day contract to retire as a Patriot. And Robert Kraft, who shouldn't be making any jokes about anybody because we got plenty of jokes we could roll out about Robert Kraft down there in Florida. Let's hear what Robert Kraft had to say this week, bringing the Jets into the conversation.
Since we play the Jets tomorrow night, how about a two-day contract?
Let's do it.
Okay.
What's the signing bonus?
Double. Nothing's changed.
What you trying to say? Since we're playing the JV? Since we're playing the Jets this week, how about we sign a two-day contract? You still got a couple reps in you? No. When Gronk retired, he had the piano on his back. He was cooked. He can't play. So, man, I don't know if they're using that as bulletin board material. I don't think they really need any. I think this is another proving ground. I think this is another opportunity for Aaron Glenn and the Jets to go up there and show, hey, we belong. Hey, it was a rough start. But there was a graphic that was put out in the beginning of the season that if the one-score games were flipped in the NFL, the Jets wouldn't have been 0-7. They would have been 5-2. And you watched all those games. You knew how close they were in some of those games. But it was a new team, new regime, new coaching staff that didn't know how to finish. They were able to finish the last two games. Are they going to be able to compete? And I'm not expecting them to win. A 12.5 spread, I'm not expecting them to win. But it's the NFL. Any given Thursday, Sunday, Monday, anybody can beat anybody. We just saw the Miami Dolphins beat the Buffalo Bills. You know, why can't the Jets go in there and keep it close? And then anything can happen on Thursday night football. I mean, the Giants, I was at Thursday night football when the Eagles roll into town and they're a 7.5 point favorite. And the Giants dominate the Eagles. Nobody saw that coming. It can happen, man. So we'll start with the Jets calls. We'll start with the Jets conversation. Tonight, I hope to see Aaron Judge win MVP number 3. No Knicks game on tonight, but Jalen Brunson's going to be out for a little while. He's going to be day-to-day, but come on, man. It's the same ankle that he rolled. It's the same ankle that he hurt. Like, this is the one thing that I've said, hey, stay healthy, that could derail the team. It's so early in the season that they'll be fine, but this is the first real challenge and test for a team that just had a winning streak, just ripped off a bunch of wins in their building. Now you don't have your captain. Now you don't have your star player. Let's see how they respond. CP, the franchise from Knick Fan TV, will join us at 9:20. And then, of course, the Mike Kafka era, Jameis Winston as QB1, could not start without another story rolling out of East Rutherford about how former Giants head coach Brian Daboll exploded and threatened OC Mike Kafka. Like, remember we heard all these things with, like, him and the offensive line coach, him with Wink Martindale. It's just like they're just kicking dirt on this guy's head coaching grave. We will talk about that, unpack that. We will talk about what we expect to see this week with the Giants, as I expect them to compete as well against the Green Bay Packers, who are frauds, who are suspect. Jameis Winston has nothing to lose. Jameis Winston is a guy that's going to go out there and sling it. He's a veteran, and I think they're going to have a different look that the Packers haven't seen, and maybe if they keep that game close, who knows if they could surprise Green Bay. So at 10:20, Bobby Skinner, host of the Giants Nation podcast, the Giants Nation show, you know him formerly of Talking Giants, Bobby Skinner will join us at 10:20 to talk about the G-Men. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. You got me till midnight. We got plenty of time to talk about the GM meetings and Pete Alonso and Cody Bellinger and Trent Grisham and Edwin Diaz and everyone else in between of Alex Bregman and Michael King and whomever. No Knicks game on tonight. Jets game on tonight. So we'll start with the Jets calls. I will keep you updated as a, you know, ride along, keeping eyes on the game as the game goes. But we will talk about everything tonight and unpack these stories and get your thoughts, your takes, and your opinions as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And that incident and that young man losing his life, taking his life, and how that affected many of his teammates and players in the NFL. And, yeah, it's a reminder, man. You know, even when you're on top of the world in the NFL, or you think these guys are because they're millionaires and they're famous, and you know this guy had just scored a touchdown in the game before. You know, you got to check on people. And as it gets cold, and as we get closer to the end of the year and the holiday time, you know, there's a lot of people that carry a lot of weight and carry a lot of things and just keep pushing along. Reach out to somebody and also check on the person next to you, people that you see every day. Just, hey, how you doing? You need anything? How's it going? And maybe somebody will, you know, use you as that resource and you could potentially save a life. 888-808-1019. We're talking about the Jets. We're talking about Thursday night football up there in Foxborough. And, you know, I'm waiting for, I got to actually change the channel here. I'm watching NFL Network, but I'm waiting for the coverage to start to see if I am correct about the storylines and whatnot. And there's a storyline that came out today that made me laugh around one Woody Johnson. Like, I expect them to talk about Woody Johnson and Woody Johnson throwing Justin Fields under the bus. But there was a story today that NFL owners have filed a grievance against the NFLPA to stop the annual report cards. Jets owner Woody Johnson called them totally bogus. That's a term I use. Totally bogus. And was the one behind it. Johnson received an F grade from his players last year. I think it's funny that Woody Johnson is the one to be trying to get this up out of there. Like, no, we don't want this to go on anymore. Woody, you always take the wrong approach. Like, Woody Johnson should take an F report card and assess and think and say, okay, what am I doing wrong that my players are giving me an F grade? What can I change around here? Because I have the power to change everything. What can I do better? How can I get a better grade? But nope, this is a billionaire that never has to answer to anybody. So instead of looking inward, he goes outward to say, hey, this is wrong. We don't need this. Anyway, let's get to the calls. Martin in Westchester is on the Fan First. Go for it, Martin.
Hey, how's it going? You're my ride home every night.
Cool.
But I want you to let all the other Jets fans know that Tom Brady would not have a career if it wasn't for the Jets knocking out his former quarterback that he was playing behind.
Yeah. And yeah. Then, you know, all those years of just beating the AFC East and having a cakewalk to the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but we were the first, Jets were the first team to give him his first loss.
Yeah, man, right. He doesn't ever speak on that. I can't recall one time Tom Brady thanking the Jets or giving the Jets any props for that.
Not at all. Thank you very much for having a great show, and I'll continue to listen to you on my ride home. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Martin, and the point. Like, you know, Tom Brady always has jokes. I mean, he even came here and had jokes at Fanatics Fest last year for the Giants fans. And we all know that the Giants beat Tom Brady in two Super Bowls, and he'll never get over Eli Manning and the Giants defense doing that. But, yeah, you never hear Tom talk about, well, you know, it was the Jets, or, you know, my career really got started after Drew Bledsoe went down and I got the opportunity to take off running. And nope. Now we see Tom in the broadcast booth every week, and he's just the GOAT. He's just Tom Brady, seven Super Bowls, and, you know, he just acts like he is Mr. Football and the greatest gift ever. I just saw Terry Bradshaw asking, is he really the best football player ever? No, not the best football player ever. But he's got those seven rings. It's tough to contend with. It's tough to say that anybody else is better, because who else has that many championships, especially at the quarterback position? Now, I'm watching the two quarterbacks warm up, Drake May and Justin Fields. I'm rooting for Justin Fields tonight. Are they going to have Adonai Mitchell and John Michie III ready to go? Those two receivers that they traded for? Are they going to be ready to play tonight? Are they going to be ready to contribute tonight? Like, those are guys that you traded for to help. Garrett Wilson is out. They got to be ready. Like, I know it's a quick turnaround. I know you got to learn the playbook. I know you got to get a rhythm and timing and get acclimated, but you know, this Jets team needs playmakers. They need weapons. They need guys to help Justin Fields. And I know we've been piling on Justin Fields. You listen to WFAN, Justin Fields sucks. He's terrible. He's not quarterback one. He shouldn't be playing. But they believe in him. They're rolling him out there again. I would assume that Tyrod is not 100% healthy, but can go if needed. But something I came across on Twitter from the 33rd team, how every team played in Week 10 stacked up in their pass protection. Week 10 pass protection rankings. And in the Week 10 pass protection rankings, the Jets finished 27th. And you know who finished first? The Chicago Bears. Zero sacks allowed. Should have been a bunch of sacks. They had a couple of sacks. Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence wiped away because of penalties in the secondary. And then they obviously had Kayvon whiffing and couldn't get home. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. The Jets are damn near the bottom, 27 out of 28. And the team that the Giants played, the Bears, are number one. And that's the last game that you'll see Brian Daboll coach. And I'm sure he's kicking himself about some decisions in that game, because that's forever. That's it. Of course, there's Giants fans calling, so we won't keep them waiting either. Mike is in Cherry Hill on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Yo, Keith, I got a question for you. Do you think if Brian Daboll was the head coach right now, Jameis Winston would be starting on Sunday?
I don't know. I would assume that it would get so loud that he would have to have made that move, because everybody was, Sunday on Twitter. I think everybody come Monday on WFAN and anywhere else that they talk about Giants football was saying, Russ is cooked, Russ is done. Why'd you pay Russ? Jameis is here. It's week 11, give him a shot. And like his job, if he survived this week, I don't think he'd be in a position to play Russell Wilson. He'd have to listen to the outside noise. I think it would be Jameis no matter what, whether it was Daboll or Kafka's decision.
Yeah, I got one more question for you. What was the reason why you left being a Cowboy fan?
Oh, I mean, they're the butt of every joke, America's team to laugh at. But the straw that broke the camel's back was trading Micah Parsons. I felt like that relationship got damaged by Jerry Jones to the point I had enough. I honestly was like,
I have a question for you.
Did not have to go that way. Jerry Jones's ego got it there. Jerry Jones shows up to the game against the Jets, and he can't even work his fingers. He's flipping off fans because he says he meant the point. I'm like, I can't follow a team led by this man any longer. It doesn't behoove me. It doesn't make me any money. It doesn't bring me any joy. And I don't want that negativity in my household around my young son.
So I have a question for you. When the Giants traded away Saquon Barkley, should all the Giants fans have left and switched to some other team?
All of them? Or we're talking about just me. I'm not talking about everybody.
I'm saying like people who view your terms, who view your views, like your views. We should all just leave the Giants once Saquon leaves.
Sure, I'm sure some left. I'm sure some made a decision that they hated that trade and had to watch the Eagles win the Super Bowl, and they were done. And then if you look at the Giants this year, they're probably not missing too much. But, yeah, I make my own decisions. I'm a grown man. I do what's best for me out here. Thanks for the call, Mike. 888-808-1019. I love that I'm an NFL free agent. I love that I can think for myself, and I don't have to be in, like, a blood pact with Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. And there's a lot of people that don't understand, like, how'd you do that? How did you root for a team for 30 years and decide you were done? Because it's a free country. Because I can. Because I didn't inherit them. So I don't have any family members that are saying, hey, we're Cowboys fans. And it's also a family decision. Like I said, I'm not making...
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Give my son a Cowboys fan. So I've entered free agency, and I cannot tell you how good it feels on Sundays to not wear Cowboys gear, to not worry about the Dallas Cowboys losing games and not having a defense and stupid things Jerry Jones says about, oh, there's $100 billion in oil out there. That's why I'm not fixing the defense. Like, ain't got nothing to do with me. Having been to AT&T Stadium in over a decade, I'm officially out. Packed up all that goofy Cowboys gear in a bag. I plan on going to see Mr. Throwback and exchanging it for some different teams and kind of like, you know, get some legend jerseys. But yeah, do what you want. I think a lot of you guys get fooled by this stuff. Fandom is not your religion. Fandom is also not your family. It's not something that you have to inherit. It's something you choose and you can change. You don't have to be miserable. You know, like somebody called me the other night and they were like, Joe B suffered all these years. I'm like, Joe B is a New Yorker. He chose the Jets when he chose the Jets. I don't know his family history, but maybe he inherited the Jets. He could have stopped being a Jet fan at any time, but with Joe B's situation has nothing to do with my situation. So I'm an NFL free agent. I root for parlays. And in modern day time, 2025, it is so easy to root for just the league. You can watch Red Zone. You can be in a survivor pool. You can have three fantasy teams. I watch the entire NFL. I love football. I played a little bit. I love the game. More so than I love the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones. But if you guys want to call me up and try me on that, please do. I'm looking for a team. I'm looking for a team. And since I live in the North Jersey area, you know, the Jets and the Giants are in the running. I'm certainly not going to stop my son when he's on the playground and kids are wearing Jackson Dart jerseys. If he comes home and says he wants a Jackson Dart jersey, we're going to get one in 2-3 years. And if the Jets find their franchise quarterback, most likely not Archie Manning, young Arch Manning, whoever that is in the next few years, if my son says he wants to be a Jets fan, I'm not going to stop my baby from doing that either. But also, as a radio host, and if you're familiar with some of the radio hosts here, and I'm the youngest one, but I'm getting older, and this is now my fourth year, I've learned, right? It doesn't matter who you root for or grew up rooting for. We come here, we talk about the New York teams. I'm not a Knicks fan. We're going to talk about Jalen Brunson and the state of the Knicks later. I'm not a Giants fan. We're going to talk about the Giants and their matchup later. I don't think anybody looks at Mark Malusis growing up as a Redskins fan and say, how'd you stop being a Redskins? You grow up. That's what I said. I grew up a Cowboys fan. I'm grown now. I grew out of it. I know a lot of you love to bring up that Sal Licata rooted for the Atlanta Falcons. What does it matter? He's a good radio host. He comes in here and he talks about the Jets and the Giants. He even takes it a step further. He wears both Jets and Giants gear. I haven't gotten that far yet. Gio, a Vikings fan, Doesn't matter. Gio did radio in Pittsburgh, New York. Who else am I forgetting? Eddie Scazzeri, a Miami Dolphins fan. What does it matter? It doesn't matter because what matters is the topic at hand. But I'm flattered that some of you care that much about me. Let's get back to the show. 888-808-1019. Brian is in Red Bank in the Shore area. Great place to be. What's up, Brian?
What's up, Keith? I always love listening to you, and I just wanted to bring up all the tweets going around about Mara having all of his family being in front office positions, and people saying that has to stop and for him to sell the team. I was lucky enough to go out to Indianapolis with my dad and my brother. We drove out to see the 2012 Super Bowl when I was about 13 years old. So that's been pushing me through as a Giants fan. But sure.
Core memory.
Dark cloud over. What's that?
I said that's a core memory. That's something you'll never forget as long as you live.
Yeah, we went out there without tickets. Ended up trying to go scalp them and stuff, and we lucky enough to get in, and it was great. But that's been pushing me through. But it's been a dark cloud over the Giants since then, and I don't know what the problem is. They've had GMs and coaches coming in and out since the Coughlin era, and it just seems like you look at the Eagles. If the Eagles have a down year, they'll go sell the farm and rebuild. The Giants, the Saquon not trading him and then letting him go to the Eagles in free agency was the biggest burn. As a Giants fan, seeing that happen, I just feel like they Mara's such a traditionalist, fundamentalist kind of guy. Doesn't want to see the team completely go sour, but we've had enough years of going 5-12, and
it's always darkest before dawn. It sucks. It's been terrible. It's been disappointing. There's been way too much losing for the prestigious New York Football Giants franchise. But I don't think he's selling. Like, they sold a percentage, but that's business. Like, from Wellington Mara to John Mara, like, it's not going to leave the family. I think that would be foolish. And I don't think that's what they're trying to do. And I think they care too much. It's too much in their blood. They're going to figure it out. They're going to get this thing right. Thanks for the call, Brian. It's on the way. You found the quarterback. No. You have a number one receiver. You have a running back that seemed like he hit the ground running. You have Brian Burns, and you have Andrew Thomas and some other pieces. You got to find the coach. And I feel like this is a very attractive place for the next head coach because of the top draft pick you're going to have and the players that I just mentioned and the market that you're in and the fan base that's here. And like you said, how many Giants fans are still living off of those Super Bowls? Yeah, it's been miserable, but I don't know. There's a trade-off. You had those two epic Super Bowl wins and some other Super Bowls before that, and it'll come back around. It'll come back around. But if you want to jump ship. If you don't want to see it through, there's a team that shares your building. You don't want to go there, though. Or, like I said, it's the NFL, man. We get to see every team. We see all these players. We play fantasy football. We bet on this stuff. Survivor pool. NFL is king. More than any other league, these teams play once a week. If you just keep your eye on NFL Network, they replay all the games. If you want to get NFL Plus, you can watch whatever team. There are kids now, and that's another thing going back to, myself as a child. Nobody made me a fan of anything. Cable made me a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, now America's team to laugh at. But some of you are men and women of a certain age that remember them being on TV a lot. They still are, but everybody is now. And also with streaming now, you can see whatever team, you can watch everyone. With social media now, you can follow @Chiefs. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube channel, and be up on everything. You can set alerts in your phone to know everything about injuries and the restaurant that Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce opened. You can be a whole Chiefs fan in Ronkonkoma. And that's your prerogative. Manny's in Newark, New Jersey with us next on The Fan. What's up, Manny?
Hey, Keith, really appreciate your show. And I have to tell you, it's very refreshing to hear somebody say, I'm not going to live through the misery anymore. I know so many people who, whether they root for the Jets or they root for the Giants, show up at work on Monday frustrated.
Yep.
Because the team isn't winning. And, I understand that you have off seasons, but if your team can go 7-10 or 8-9 or whatever, at least you're making efforts. But when you go 2-13, 14-15, 3-5, 6 years in a row, it's unacceptable. Fans can't continue to suffer like that and enjoy the game. Now, I got to the point with the Giants, because I'm a Giants fan, that I had to sort of let it go. And so what I do now is I watch players, and I watch how they perform. I was a big Daniel Jones fan because I think that kid gave everything he possibly had, and look what happened to him. Now he's on another team that has all the tools that he can work with.
You can still root for him.
And I can still root for him. And I actually am rooting for him. You know, I may even become a Colts fan, to be honest with you. But the reality is I can't live my life with that misery where you're going this long suffering with a team that just doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
Well said, Manny. And I can relate. You know, fandom becomes so much of your personality. Fandom becomes so much of what people know you for. It stays with you. Honestly, like, the straw that broke the camel's back was Jerry Jones trading Micah Parsons specifically to the Packers. But really, it was 2 years ago, that first round loss to the Packers in Jerry World. That was the last time I wore a jersey. That was the last time I was like, really like, how about them Cowboys? Because I was like, oh my, no way. They were 7-point favorites. They had a winning streak at home. No way. They got the draw that they wanted, right? They drew the young Packers team that had never been there before, and they got bullied. They got blown out. And I'm just like, I've told this story on air. At halftime, I took my jersey off, and I went to go pick up my order of, you know, nachos and burritos and tacos. And as I'm walking out of the door, my mom's like, you're not going to wear your jersey? I'm like, no, hell no, I'm done. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I don't want anyone to see me in this clown suit. And that's what it is. When you read comments online, the Cowboys are the butt of every joke now. It's not like it was in the 90s when I was a kid. And then there's the family aspect of it. Like, some of you guys take this stuff out on your kids. When the Cowboys lost to the Packers, my son wasn't born yet. My wife was pregnant. So my son has lived in a Cowboys-free household for... and actually today, my son is 2 years and 7 months, 31 months, fastest 31 months ever. But through that whole time, my son has not seen daddy in a Cowboys uniform. Nobody has bought him a Cowboys jersey or onesie. He rocks an authentic Bo Jackson jersey on Sundays. Before that, he had a Lamar Jackson onesie because his name is Jackson, so he's got Jackson on the back. I'm not doing it, bro. I don't have to. It's a free country. I'm a grown man. And then here's the other kicker. Like, as I have now been a radio host for 4 years, and my name has grown in sports media and influencer marketing and doing business, I have done zero business being a Dallas Cowboys fan. Zero. I have not been gifted one thing from the Dallas Cowboys or invited to one thing. Every other team, you got it. Forget about it with the Yankees. You obviously know... I'm extremely blessed with the Yankees, and that was going on before I got on the radio. Shout out to the New Jersey Devils who brought me in. Much has come from being a Devils fan. The Brooklyn Nets, when they had their run, being a Nets fan. There is no business for me here being in New York and on the radio every day being a Cowboys fan. You're a joke. So I'm toning that down. Give it some time. Give it some time. In the next, like, 3-4 years, you'll forget that I ever rooted for the Dallas Cowboys. And when my son picks a team, off we go. You know, I was looking at the Bills for a little while. Nah, I saw the Bills post the Toronto Blue Jays good luck in the postseason thing. I said, hell nah. Like, because I bleed pinstripes. Like, the Yankees stuff is like, that's the, like, my son is a Yankee fan. He doesn't even know any other baseball teams. I took him to Citi Field to see Blippi. He thought it was a different Yankee stadium. He still tells people I saw Blippi at the other Yankee stadium. 888-808-1019. Calls are rolling in, but we got to break it down. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking all your calls before we get to this Thursday night football game. Don't go anywhere, BRB. I go to that ballpark. Like how I mentioned, I haven't been to Jerry World in over 10 years because it had been 10 years of being like, I'm not giving him a dollar. I'm not booking another flight, hotel, extravaganza to go out there to watch them lose. Like, I think the last time I went to see the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know, I got so faded because they lost to the Falcons. I think Brandon Whedon was the quarterback. They lost to the Falcons. And those Falcons fans were wearing me out. And they didn't even know I wasn't from out there. They were going in, and I was like, this sucks. This isn't fun. I'm like, this is not fun. That was 2015. I think it was September 26, 2015. Now, the Yankees grind my gears, but the Yankees win, and I get to go to the postseason every year. And there's a lot of fun games and nights and times up there. And I can get there in less than an hour on the train. I can get there in less than an hour. If I leave early enough driving my car, I don't got to get on a flight. So, like, of course I'm a diehard Yankee fan, and that's not going to change. Like, what should I switch? There's no reason to switch. Cowboys, that's different. Cowboys, they don't serve me anymore. I'm protecting my own mental space, my own mental health. Let's go to Scott in Hillsboro, New Jersey on the fan. What's up, Scott?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Great. I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, and I'm with you.
Like, then you're dead. You died hard too many times. You're deceased.
I'm dead, and I talked to a lot of my coworkers before the season started, and when the whole Micah Parsons thing, the talk was going on, I said, if he is not on the team the beginning of the season, I'm done. I'm not watching another game until Jerry Jones doesn't own the
team. Okay, so stay with me here, Scott, because we have a shared struggle. Jerry Jones plays mm-hmm. these games. Going all the way back to Emmitt Smith, he played this game. He did the whole Zeke yep. who? Zeke who when Zeke was in Cabo. And then he gave Zeke a yep. stupid-ass contract for a running back. 6 years, $90 million. And what happened with Ezekiel Elliott? He fell off a cliff. And then they brought him back. So they had Ezekiel Elliott's dead cap money and a new contract for Ezekiel Elliott 2 seasons ago. Who does that? Okay, they played the same game that they played with Micah Parsons. They did that with CeeDee Lamb last year. How'd that work out?
Yep.
So after a while, who is the fool? The fool, Jerry Jones, or the fools following the fool? Us. I can't be a fool
Both.
Anymore.
Both. Because here's the thing. I've been following them for 30 years. CeeDee Lamb is the first offensive player outside of the quarterback that Jerry Jones has ever paid. He has never paid a defensive player. Don't get me started on the Zeke thing. That was the first time I checked out on the team.
Yeah, so like with CeeDee Lamb, though, to me it's foolish because Jerry Jones claims that he knows football. With CeeDee Lamb and Dak, they needed time in camp to get those reps together. And so the longer CeeDee Lamb held out, and he literally got on camera like, oh, we don't miss him. What are you doing? You think that you were this high and mighty guy. I always make the joke that the star on the helmet is Jerry Jones. Like, Jerry Jones thinks he is everything with the Dallas Cowboys, and he is the reason why they'll never win anything. The mistakes that he's made with Dak Prescott's contract, Dak was a fourth-round pick. You could have locked him up forever for nothing. You've had to pay him top dollar over and over and over again.
And Dak getting paid that money, he got paid that money because it was the system. When it started with Carson Wentz, he got injured. Yeah, he led him to the playoffs, but he got paid. That's set up. Now Dak got paid. But where I'm frustrated is Jerry Jones doesn't know what he's doing. And now I'm going to, as a Cowboys fan, I'm going to pivot this to being a Giants fan. Why is Abdul Carter?
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders, Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Playing linebacker when he was better as an edge rusher in college.
I think there's a shared blame between Shane Bowen as well as Joe Shane. You know, you drafted Kayvon, you traded for Brian Burns, and then you draft Abdul Carter. And it's like, yeah, we can make this work. It's like there's two edges. There's two edge rushers. Like, you have 3 edge rushers. Like, something's got to give. Thanks for the call, Scott. But yeah, and let's continue to pivot to the Giants, because I hear a lot of you complain about John Mara. John Mara is not Jerry Jones. As you think he's a meddling owner, he's not. He has literally hired these guys and let them do their job, somewhat to his detriment, right? Like, hasn't been good. But Jerry Jones is the CEO, general manager, president, 83 years old and won't step down. They're never going to figure that out. I think the Giants will figure it out. Another parallel: Jerry Jones should still have Mike McCarthy as his head coach. You don't remember how that all shook out? That was another ego, you know, measuring contest. And Jerry Jones waited and waited, and he played games with Mike McCarthy where he waited so long, Mike McCarthy couldn't interview elsewhere, didn't end up with a job, and he defaulted into elevating Brian Schottenheimer. How is that working out so far for the Dallas Cowboys? And I know there's a lot of Giants fans that want Mike McCarthy. Sure, bring him in. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He's a program builder. He's a head coach with experience. He's done it before. I think that would be a stopgap hire. But let's get back to the phone call, see who you guys want to hire. Eli is up in the Bronx on the Fan next. What's up, Eli?
Hey, Keith. How are you doing?
Good.
So I personally don't like that Mike McCarthy hiring at all. I actually think, you know, of a guy who can definitely command the locker room. Even though when he did it at an NFL level, he wasn't so successful. I think a man who has connection to this Giants team, how about Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, and you know what? I was talking about Lane Kiffin the other night. That was like 2007, 2008. That was so long ago. It seems like it wasn't long ago, but the league is a lot different than it was back then. Of course, there's a tie, a natural tie, Lane Kiffin to Jackson Dart. I think that You should interview him. You should consider it. I think he would consider it, but I think his name is hot right now in the SEC. I think Ole Miss is trying to keep him. I think there might even be other NFL teams, you know, come Black Monday, end of the season, that are checking for his services as well. Thanks for the call, bro. Lane Kiffin's name, like, I just read something today that, like, Florida wants Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's name is going to come up for Jackson Dart with the Giants. He is a very experienced head coach. I think he's better at the college level, especially now in this NIL transfer portal level. Like, he plays into social media. He tweets a little bit. He's got a young daughter that is dating the linebacker at LSU. And, like, I don't know. I think Lane Kiffin also, I forget who I was listening to that. They said Lane Kiffin is a warm weather guy. He does not want to live anywhere that is cold. So that X is out North Jersey, New York area. It's already 8 o'clock. 888-808-1019. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll get to you. We are talking Giants. We are talking fandom. Of course, me being a former Dallas Cowboys fan, that has come up. And, of course, we're getting ready for the Jets game, which is going to start in about 20 minutes. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Back right after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.